Hello, everybody, and welcome to another season of Survivor. This is episode 1 in season 33, Millennials versus Gen X. We're so excited to have you guys, and we have so much to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, we got a new theme song.
Apparently, this season.
Don't they normally have the same theme song? Like, this one seems
I'm
a little
sure
different.
This is it, but there's like an extra like group
it's all
to it.
Island,
an extra
group. It all sounds similar.
I'm into it.
I'm into it too. You guys, welcome to Survivor Season 33. This is Millennials versus Gen X, something we've never had before, brand new. We're so excited that you guys are here with us. We have some new people on the panel that we want to introduce, so I'm going to go ahead and you can start.
Although, no, ladies first.
All right, ladies first. Go for it.
Even though you didn't give me my chair.
Hello, guys. Dominique Price. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dominique P underscore ESQ.
Ooh.
Thank you.
ESQ. Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV, on Instagram at The Only MC.
All right.
My Snapchat's on there if you want to see what I do on a daily basis.
Oh, you're so fancy with the Snapchat game.
He's the only MC, for real, though.
The only MC. If you, the other day, you would have seen me going to Krispy Kreme dressed like a pirate because it was Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I got a free dozen donuts by dressing up like a pirate.
That's
something I think the only MC would do.
That, hey.
So random.
And hey, guys, I'm Paige Bonanno, back again. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Paige Bonanno. Yaku's not going to be here this time, but Michael Rippey is going to be with us. He's just not here today. He's traveling. So he'll be with us next week. So yeah, we're excited to have you guys. Woo! And Dominique is a huge Survivor fan.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah.
What do you love so much about Survivor?
Everything. The gaming, the actual challenges. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it is great. We love Survivor.
I mean, it literally tests every single part of you, like physically, emotionally. I think people break down spiritually. So
yeah.
Oh. I'm excited for this season.
And we were talking about, you know, last season I was like so gung-ho. I'm like, I'm going to apply for Survivor. I'm going to go on it. And then Dominique thinks the same thing.
And then you watch the cyclone come in tonight,
and then I'm
right?
Like,
and you were like,
that's the thing. I'm always like, oh, I want to go on Survivor. And then I see cyclones and I see all this weather happening. I'm like, I would not survive. Mm-mm. I would not survive. Mm-mm. But anyways, I guess we should just jump right in the episode. We'll kind of start this season right now on episode 1, just kind of going through the characters a little bit, seeing their strengths and weaknesses, the differences between Gen X and Millennials.
Yeah, so, I'm curious to know who everyone is like picking off bat. What generation are you going with? Don't be biased just because you're a Millennial.
Right. Yeah.
I see myself as a Gen X.
You do?
Really?
I think, I mean, I was raised, I feel, in like a small town. It was very much like a Gen X town. I wasn't raised in a big city. I was raised in a town of 1,200 people.
Okay.
Yeah. Central Wisconsin, very small.
You're from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wait, where?
Marshfield, right in the center.
Are you serious?
You guys are way too excited about it.
I'm from Kenosha.
I wish we could have said that to each other, but you took
places.
The seat.
Oh my God, I didn't know this. Let's talk after. Okay,
yes.
We won't bore you guys with the Wisconsin stuff. But if you're from Wisconsin, let us know.
So Gen X, I feel like it's very much like a laid back, like I had to work hard growing up, and like parents instilled those like values and
people?
Stuff. 1,200
in the whole town?
No stoplights.
I went to high school with 1,200 people.
Oh,
yeah.
15 to be exact.
Wow, and no stoplights.
Yeah, mine was about probably maybe
one grocery
more
store.
Than that even. We had like 500 per grade or something like that. Or 800 per grade. It's something crazy. My hometown's like 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Okay, are you guys so interested in this? Is this?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Off topic.
Anyways, so yeah, I mean.
What are you guys?
Yeah, what are you voting for? Gen X or Millennials?
Right now, I think I'm a little torn because I'm in love with Ken. So, I mean, if I was there, I'd, you know, feel like I need to be.
My heart's
you
pumping
know?
Just thinking about Ken. When we saw him on screen every time, we're like,
we both looked at each other like, what's his Twitter? What's his Instagram? Can I follow him?
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
I mean,
I'm really kind of disappointed in the Millennials because they're not working as hard or taking the game as serious as I personally would if I was there. But that may be because I'm a super fan and I'd be like, okay, let's build this. Let's get this fire going. So I'm kind of torn right now. Ask me next week.
Yeah. The thing is, too, is I feel like they got the most Millennial type of people they could have found. Like, obviously.
The gamer.
The
bros, Kappa Kappa Survivor.
The high school student.
Yeah.
He's 18.
First ever. High school student
He's not
on
going
Survivor.
To prom.
Is it the first ever high school student?
That's what they say, yeah. First ever high school student. He's
18. Fresh 18.
Yeah, they're like, did you graduate from high school? He's like, no, I actually took a break from high school to come here.
I wonder what compelled them to get him to go on it. Like, was he just the youngest person that applied, or was there something so great about him?
That.
He didn't seem very riveting to me.
He didn't. I really think they were looking for someone in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about the differences between Gen X and millennials, between the people that we have, the youngest person we have on Gen X is 33, and one of the oldest people we have, and one of the oldest people we have is 31. So there's only a 2-year difference between the youngest and the oldest person on either tribe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going down the jobs for the millennials, real estate agent, vacation club sales, homeless shelter manager, bartender, mm-hmm. missionary recruiter, mm-hmm. high school student, barista, snowboard instructor, gamer, and asset manager. All very, like, millennial right. jobs.
And then
very millennial.
Do you want to go through the Gen X?
We'll go through Gen X. A dietitian.
Okay.
Model for Ken.
Hey, that's kind of a millennial type job.
Right. Trial
but
lawyer.
But he's the youngest one.
He is
trial
the
lawyer,
one.
Assistant district attorney, recruiting director, insurance adjuster, television writer, boat mechanic,
yep.
youth pastor, and police sergeant.
Police
very
sergeant.
Much, he. I would want him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Lavelle.
Yeah.
So, like, very much even just the jobs that they picked.
It's interesting because I felt myself identifying more with Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because he's that bridge.
He sees himself as an old man.
You know, he sees himself a little bit older, but he definitely falls mm-hmm. in the category of being a millennial. He definitely, you know, takes charge,
mm-hmm.
Gets everyone to kind of make the shelter. And I feel like that would be my role if I was there
yeah.
playing this
and
season.
And he did say, you know, he's like, oh, I'm playing this game with all these kids and everything. And like, he's around the same age, but he doesn't identify as much with them.
Do you guys have one of those friends who is like an old man
old soul?
Friend? Yeah. You do? Oh, you are that
So I do have a friend.
I'm seriously you sitting like here drinking tea. My bedtime is at 9:30.
Oh, shit, you're going to be late. Uh-oh.
That's
so funny.
Totally me.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, like, I would be definitely, like, more millennials, but I still found myself rooting for the Gen X's. Like, at the end, I was like, oh, I really hope... When they were in the immunity challenge, I was like, I really hope that Gen X's win.
Right.
But, I don't know, some of the people on millennials are just a little too... Bro-y. But I mean that
I feel like I just hope that they don't give our entire generation a bad name.
I know.
Yeah. That's
exactly.
what I as I was watching it, I was just like, okay, guys, get out the water. Go make a shelter.
Build
the rain
shelter.
Is coming.
Don't swim. Why don't you need to do that right now?
Right. So millennials are anybody that was born from the end of the 80s
to 1984 to 97.
Okay.
And then for Generation X, we have
it
starts at 63
to 84.
83.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they really maxed out.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The ages.
Both ends.
Like, yeah.
Well, I looked at it because I was like, okay, well, me and my dad could have played this and been on two opposite, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. ends of the spectrum here, and I would have had a blast.
Oh, so he would have still been in Gen X and you would have been in Millennials. Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah, my dad wouldn't know because he was like 54, I think.
Yeah.
Just missed the cutoff.
Yeah,
damn. My dad's exactly
I've been
52.
Begging him to go on Survivor too, but. Okay, cool. So on the millennials, we have Jess, who's Figgy, they call her.
Yes.
Hannah.
Oh, she's in the Pretty Girl Squad.
Yeah, Pretty Girl Squad. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty Girl Rock.
Which is a very millennial thing.
So we got the Figgy. Click. Yeah. Figgy, Hannah, Jay, Mary or Mari?
Mari,
okay.
The YouTube mm-hmm. video girl,
yep.
gamer.
Michaela, yep. Zeke, Taylor, Michelle, Adam, and Will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we see right away, you know, Jess and Taylor and Jay mm-hmm. form an alliance. They're yep. they're like the squad.
Yeah.
And then we kind of have Michelle also in there a little bit.
Namaste.
Namaste, right, right, right.
I like that they're calling her
But
namaste.
Then there's like a reverse group that sees that clique mm-hmm. forming and is like, whoa, need to just disband that right away,
right.
led by Mari.
Led by Mari and...
Mari, Hannah, and Hannah. She kind of talks with Michaela
so
as well.
So I
want
to make a quick side note. Mm-hmm. The live chat, they're in here comparing Zeke to Rupert. And I actually really like that...
Rupert.
He was
so
season...
Rupert. I don't think I saw that season.
Yes, you did. Everyone has seen his season. What season was that? You guys will tell me. You guys, what season was Rupert on?
You know what... What is interesting to me, we'll wait for them to answer, is that I did see a lot of comparisons between this season and last season, for those of you guys that did watch last season. Like, I felt like Hannah was a huge parallel of Aubrey from last season. And there were a couple more as I went through that I was thinking about that. And I don't know. It just seems like, you know, like Jess was kind of like
the very first
Michelle.
One. Yeah, he's
so I don't
one.
Know. I thought it was yeah. kind of.
Rupert's
kinda,
one.
Doesn't know Rupert.
Season one.
He's the winner.
You know,
in season
I kind of started watching it like I watched like season one like years and years and years ago, and then I
but
stopped.
He was like crazy, yeah. the wild hair, tie dye.
I'm gonna need
he
to look
He ran
him
for
up.
Governor of a state
he's
in
like
2012.
Super dope. Thank you guys. You guys are
but he's
awesome.
Not that
I love
wild,
the live
though.
Chat guys. No, not necessarily wild, but he has like that same spirit as Rupert.
Yeah.
Does. Mm-hmm. Which I think that maybe that's why I like him. You guys are awesome.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah,
okay, okay,
you know
okay.
who we're talking about. But yeah, so
Did you notice parallels from like last season? Did you see last season?
I did see last season.
See,
so
I thought Aubrey and Hannah were kind of the same. I think there's
well,
some
I mean, it's a TV show, so yeah, you're yeah, always yeah. going to have certain
that
people
one person.
That fall into like different typecasts. Like you can't
sure.
help that. But I thought it was really, really interesting that the entire Gen X group, besides, you know, for the standouts like Ken, I'm going to continue to say Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Brett, but everyone else in Gen X, no one really stood out to me.
Right. I mean.
But I feel like there are a lot of like standouts in the millennial tribe.
Well, I was really
personality wise. I mean,
yeah, I was really surprised because I thought that Cece was going to be a real strong player. Like
yeah.
she just kind of seemed like it, and then all of a sudden she was getting all these
yes,
posts at the end.
So
which
I
was
wonder
shocking.
If something happened like behind the scenes that they
yeah.
didn't get a chance to show in this first episode.
David only got one vote.
Her spirit looked down, and then she got three votes, and I was like, was there a conversation that happened?
Right.
Was it because she was close to Rachel?
She was. Now that I remember, she was included. In a talk
mm-hmm.
With Rachel, wasn't she right when they were discussing who was
right,
going to happen?
Right, right.
It was her,
yeah.
yeah.
And Rachel was kind of saying, like, do you know what's
yeah.
going on? And Cece was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But when
so
the
maybe
when
there
the
was
team
something
was,
before that?
Well, when they were on the poll, Cece's name never came up.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was really random.
And
that
they said
they
were
going to
split the vote between Rachel
and
David. And then they ended up splitting the vote between Cece and
right.
Rachel, basically.
Right.
Very strange. Hmm.
So I think that'll be more there, but I just feel like from the beginning of when the show started to when they were at the tribal council, CC just kind of looked very down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was the weather or
right.
just, you know, the pressure of, you mm-hmm. know, being at day three.
She didn't seem
know.
Surprised when she got votes, though.
No, she kind of just sat there mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. But how do you handle that when you've been at tribal council and you aren't expecting to get any votes?
What are you going
to
be like, so,
cause
what?
I'm like, I can only imagine Sunday and Cece going
yeah.
back tonight and kind of having, you know, someone explain to me what happened.
But it made a little more, I mean, I didn't think that Cece was going to get the votes, but now that she did and she was split with Rachel, it made a little bit more sense because those two were together. So they were like, okay, we'll just split it between the two of them, whatever. But the fact that Sunday, and David knew that he was getting votes also, but the fact that Sunday got
yeah.
one vote, it's like, who was that one person? If I was her,
what
then I would
she,
go back and
yeah.
be like, excuse me?
Right. Well, it could have been Rachel for that matter. Rachel didn't know who
that's
the
true. You have,
right,
you have
right
Rachel
now.
And David who
yeah.
both had to cast a vote.
But
so.
Wouldn't Rachel go up to someone and be like, who are we voting for?
Okay, so if we were there and they said, okay, it's between David and Rachel,
mm-hmm.
I'm voting out David. Because it
yes.
seems like David didn't pack his Xanax prescription, and he's losing.
He was fine with leaving.
He was
well,
so
I mean,
fine.
He was fine, right. But
he gave his goodbye speech, and I was like, "Let him go."
He did say he was like, "Hey, if you guys are going to vote for me, like, I don't think you should. But if you do, it's fine." I'm like, "Don't say that." But the thing is, with David and Rachel, I feel like David is a lot more passionate about the game, and he would try to do a better job. Rachel, as I feel like she might just be that annoying girl down the road. Like, who was that one girl two seasons ago that they just kept bringing? Oh, Abby Maria.
Abby.
And they kept bringing her freaking along the whole way.
Yeah.
And it's like, her. I would rather just, I wanted Abby to just be voted out that first episode like she was supposed to be. And she kept going and going and going and going. And it just was so annoying. And it's like, Rachel's already annoying everybody. Just get her
yeah.
out. She didn't do good on
yeah.
the challenge. Just get her out
yeah.
of the way and then we don't have to deal with her again.
But I feel like that was the same thing with David. I mean, what is he bringing to the table?
But he didn't do bad in the challenge.
He couldn't even stand them.
He was the first part of the puzzle.
On bamboo.
Because he was yeah he was the puzzle master that he said and
failed.
Yeah, he failed.
But everybody was still putting on Rachel's back, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I really do think that Jeff threw Rachel under the bus when he made that comment about her letting the team down, like with the puzzle.
When she was making
totally
the comments.
He totally threw her under the bus. And I
yeah,
think
he's like, oh,
that's
Rachel
subconsciously
really
like
got
into everybody's
sidelines.
Head.
Wait, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
I was like, ketchup.
You're like,
ketchup.
Which one's name is Jeff? Like, I'm still trying to get used to all the players. But he did. And she goes, wait, I didn't.
Right. I helped. I started this. Yeah. And I think that's like what started the doubt.
Rachel did nothing today.
I'm putting
which
this
is
all
amazing because it's like one comment like that and people right away, they don't know each other that well.
They're strangers.
And so they will just join up with whatever.
Being voted out the first person. Damn. Okay, that was a little bit about Gen X more, but you had said before that you didn't notice as many standouts on Gen X, but you noticed a lot of standouts on millennials. So who do you guys think are, like, the strongest standouts for the millennial group?
I have notes. I have stars. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that Zeke is going to be around for a while.
He's
I think
a likable
being
guy.
Able to be likable, to take charge, he the only person that can get fire right now.
I'm calling that Zeke's in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm coming out already.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Yeah,
you don't disagree.
I mean, it's not that
I wish we would have done a fantasy.
We should have done.
I know.
Okay.
We still
by
can,
next
can we?
Week. Okay. I'm going to note to self put note. Together a fantasy.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I feel like. I mean, I think that while Figgy is kind of a strong player right now, she's going to be getting a little bit on the nerves of some people.
I don't even. Okay. Personality-wise, I definitely think Figgy is going to get on people's nerves, but I think what's really going to be her nail in her coffin is the fact that she's isolating herself so much
with the popular boys,
and it's kind of making people feel uncomfortable. I think even when you have like-minded people and you're on a show like Survivor, you still have to find yourself, like, spreading your love to everybody.
Spread your love to everyone.
Think about, Jason and Scott last season.
Yes.
They did the exact same thing and got totally ousted for it. And I feel like that's the same thing that's going on with the two frat bros and
figuring
out. It makes
people paranoid.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you got to be able to play all sides.
Yeah.
Well, speaking, you're talking about the fantasy. You don't have to wait until next week to have this fantasy. There's actually a different type of fantasy football that you can play. DraftKings, you can win money. It's like Survivor. There's a fantasy that we're talking about. You can, you know, picking who we think will win. Same with DraftKings.com. $1 million in prizes that they're giving away just this week. It's the destination for 1 week fantasy football. You can choose your players, draft your team, follow the action live, renew old rivalries with friends, family. This is so similar. Rivalries.
Yeah.
You know, pick who you want, win your money.
It's why you like Survivor, why you like football.
Exactly.
It's the same type of
thing. Who doesn't like this type of competition?
Mm-hmm.
So if you enter the promo code GEEK, you can play for free with your first deposit. It's $1 million, people. Why wouldn't you even just want to give it a play?
You heard him.
So only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility. Yeah, well, you can't just give $1 million to everybody. Pretty sure you got to be over 18.
Yeah, well, hey, well, so what's his name could win?
Right. So everyone technically on Survivor could play and win.
Will Wall, that's a name, isn't it?
Will Wall.
It's like Paul Wall. Okay, anyways.
Say that five times fast.
No.
I was getting ready to try. I was like,
you're like, wait.
Will Wall.
So I'm really serious about figuring out this fantasy draft for Survivor. So start thinking of your list.
Okay.
Let's all start
But who
start
gets to
thinking.
Go first? Because we both know who we want to pick.
Right. Well, if I'm putting
it
together.
We'll do a draw.
Don't
no,
give
no,
it
no.
away. Stop.
No, no.
Stop.
We'll do a draw.
Well, if I'm going to put it together, I should be able to pick first. And if I pick first, I'm taking Zeke.
Damn.
I called it. Zeke is mine.
Oh, God. Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe we should just do a drawing so it's even. I guess if you're putting it together.
Okay.
This, we'll
talk. Zeke and Ken are mine.
If you get Zeke, I get
Gisella said I had Cece in my fantasy, so I was really worried. This close.
But I hope nobody has Rachel.
Close.
I don't think that Ken is a person that'll win, though.
Oh, no, definitely not. I think especially when we get to the point where the tribes merge, I think he'll put everybody off because he's so freaking gorgeous.
He's Figgy, too standout-ish.
Yeah. Figgy also reminds me a little bit of Michelle last season. She's a bartender, she's young, she's pretty, kind of the same thing. You aren't happy about Michelle's win?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. But the thing with Figgy, though, that I feel like my, going back to what we were saying about her, I feel like something that, she says, I'm beautiful, I know I'm really good looking, and I can manipulate men. I mean, I think, it seems like she thinks that that's really going to be in her favor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be, but I also think it's going to really turn the girls off.
I think, it's one of those things that it's like, a typical millennial thing. Like, it'll help you out right away.
Right.
And it'll hurt
but
you.
But it will hurt you down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you some social followers, you know, while you're doing this show for the first couple weeks.
That's for damn sure.
But not going to get you $1 million, which is why you got to go to DraftKings.
Yeah. So while we're still talking about standouts on millennials, any other standouts you guys think besides Zeke?
Yes.
Maybe Figgy?
I really like, was the girl with the, why can't I, because she stood out, but she didn't stand out.
Michelle? Missionary recruiter?
Missionary recruiter is Michelle. So Hannah?
Here you go. Look at your
pictures. Hannah's the one that I was saying is like Aubrey last year, the barista. The curly hair?
Yes.
Right here?
I like her, the barista.
Hannah,
I think
yes.
she can do a good job.
I like her because she really understands playing both sides.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone to the, you know, people who have been outcasted by the beautiful circle of five, four. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. she's trying to get together the people who, you know, really haven't aligned yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really going to play in her favor
mm-hmm.
because she then allowed Mari to kind of do her dirty work
mm-hmm.
to then go spread that around to the rest of the tribe.
And she didn't have to.
And she didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's crucial for your survivor social game is not getting the, you know, conspiracies.
Yeah. You notice even in the intro, she was talking with, who was it? She was talking with Michelle about mm-hmm. like, oh, what does your job do? And she seemed just very conversational and genuine. Mm-hmm.
I think that Michelle might be good too, to be honest, because, you know, she was saying, you know, I'm a missionary recruiter. I feel like people really trust me. And you could see people were gravitating towards
right.
her.
So, some people are saying old Jessica for the Gen X, Jessica Lewis. Other people here.
Oh, by the way, Jessica got the legacy advantage.
She did.
Yes, she
which
did.
We didn't talk about. So mm-hmm. so I guess in this season of Survivor.
Old Jessica.
Yeah.
Does that mean she was just another name, you guys?
Gen X Jessica.
Gen X Jess.
Gen Jess.
Gen Jess.
Gen X Jess.
That's
like Gen
X Jess.
Okay, we're going to call her Gen Jess.
Gen Jess got a legacy
Ginger.
Advantage.
I'm start calling
Ginger.
Ginger.
Which means that apparently in this season, if you're still here on day 36, then you get an advantage.
Yeah, we don't know what
I
it is.
I feel like that's
but...
a playing a real long game.
36?
Well,
there's 39 days.
Well, no, but she, if she gets voted off, she has
to give
transfer.
It to somebody else.
She has to.
She has to.
Okay, okay.
But
so
I'm just saying, like, wouldn't
she
be pissed off if that was what she found in the tree?
Would I be pissed off if I found an advantage on this game? No,
but it's
I would
not an
not.
Advantage that's going to help you right now.
Wow, this is a very millennial view, Dom.
Here's the thing. You have to play the short and long game.
You do.
Yeah. No, it's
but
true.
If
it's true. But that's a really long game.
That's
I mean,
long
obviously you
game.
Want to make it there. But that's the thing is, like, the fact that she has to give it to someone else. What really made us mad last season was that all these people were leaving with immunity
with
idols in their pockets. Mm. And I think it's better this time
don't
that they're like, okay, you have
season.
To give it away.
You have to pass
Ooh,
it
cannot
along.
Talk about
Aubrey
should have
won. Just throwing it out there. Anyways.
Someone else here, by the way, said Mari, Ken, Adam, and Jessica.
Ooh.
I don't know whether it's Jen Jess or Mil Jess.
We got it. We got to know what Jess we're talking about, guys.
You said Mari, Ken, Jessica.
I do
and...
like Mari.
That's what Sheena 123 says.
Sheena,
I do like
Sheena 123.
She told us to tell you hello
he.
A while ago. He.
But
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I did that last time. Anyways, Sheena, I'm happy to see you back. But the thing is, what was I going to say?
We were talking
oh, Mari.
About Mari.
I think Mari's going to be a great player.
I think she is, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she plays games for a living. How can she not
yeah,
figure this
she's
out?
Very
right.
I will be
strategically
very disappointed.
Oriented.
Yeah.
I'm going to put some money on her, too.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We got she's a pool good. Going. We're legit going to bet on Survivor.
Yeah.
Are you in?
We got that Social Security card out on the
right.
table.
Just gave us
I'm
going to
be honest. There
I'm
is actually
it.
No... American dollars in here. There's 2,000 Japanese yen.
Okay.
Would
I'll
you
take
have to
it.
Place 2,000 Japanese
Unhelpful.
Yen on this?
I'll take it.
But
it
I will
sounds
take
like
it.
A lot, but it's only $20.
Oh,
I'm definitely going to Japan in a few weeks. I will
really?
It. Yeah.
There you
can
go.
Buy it from me.
Side
you
note.
Buy it from me. So another thing with the millennials versus the Gen X situation
I still don't feel like none of us have come up with a solid like two
no.
or three for Gen X.
No, I also like, I think where is he? Oh, for Gen X, sorry. Oh, for millennials, I was going to say. Actually, like Adam. I feel like he was just a very, like, quiet. He wasn't, like, on the forefront. But I feel like they talk with him a lot. He seemed like he kind of knew what he was doing to an extent. He seemed like
yeah.
he had a level head on his shoulders.
You know who might be
I really like
Chris.
Brett.
Yeah, I like Brett, too.
Brett was my favorite. I loved how cool-headed he was
mm-hmm.
when David, you know, got very paranoid-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he took charge in
yeah.
the water. about, okay, who are we voting out tonight? Let's be on one accord. Mm-hmm. I love good leadership when it comes to Survivor. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I'm a leader.
Maybe.
No, that's not it.
That's not it. No, so I like Brett. You guys, I'm really trying hard to find at least like three people I like on Gen X.
What do you guys think about Chris? He was a little...
Was he the ginger?
Yeah. He was the one that Michelle, or the Rachel was yelling lawyer. At. Yeah, he's a trial lawyer. He's 38. I think he might do okay. He seems strong. He seems like a good guy.
Chris, background.
Oh, that Chris.
He seemed... Okay. Yeah.
What's the...
He seems like a daunting figure, too. Just, I mean, he's a big guy.
I like him, though.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I think that will work to his advantage. He doesn't seem like he's afraid of a whole charge, lot. Yeah.
Doesn't take shit.
Yeah, he's a trial lawyer. He's used to pressure situations.
I really like him. I think Paul might shoot himself in the foot. So at the very beginning when the tribe first got there and they were trying to build their hut, he, you know, had a lot of ideas about building that just kind of seemed like it wasn't really thought through so I don't know. I'm still going to be waiting. And then his kind of speech when they first got there just seemed a little bit too much, like he was trying to force his authority because he's the oldest.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like Zeke, on the other hand, like he didn't force his authority naturally. And it just happened naturally.
Yes. It did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, natural leaders.
The thing between the two of them is I feel like the millennials are so intent on like proving the conceptions wrong. You know what I mean? Like, but then they haven't proved anything wrong. Yes. Like, they couldn't build their shelter. They couldn't, they just jumped in the water and like were free birds. You know what I'm saying? And like
that night looked miserable.
But I feel like the Gen Xers, even Ken, especially because he is younger, was saying, you know, we can't underestimate them. And they're saying it's a hands versus minds thing. I don't know. I mean, like, do you guys think that, like, who is your, if you had to pick one person to win, not specifically, but just either Gen X or millennial, what is it going to be?
I would say it's a...
That's hard.
I'm going to go with millennial.
Me too.
Just because I feel like they... You know, obviously coming into this, looking at this, we knew it was going to be, you know, they have the two groups, the young and the old. We knew it was going to be either probably a young, older person or an older, young person. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be able to blend and get along in the end with everyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think we're talking Zeke, we're talking Ken. People who it seems like they can blend both groups and understand, I mean, both the work ethic and the nature of, you know, we can prove each other wrong.
I'm going to say we have two millennials and a Gen X in the top. Three.
I can see that.
What are you going
to
say?
That's a check I'm not ready to write.
Okay, all
right. So give me more time on that. Just because right now, I'm looking at the merger as well. And right now there's only one person on the millennials that I could see surviving the merger really well, being able to kind of just vibe with anybody. Whereas when Who's it comes that? To Gen X,
Zeke?
Of course.
Zeke? Okay. Yeah.
But when it comes to Gen X, there are about two or three people that I think could vibe well with
I feel like pretty much
anybody.
I feel like Cece, Michaela. Could,
but on the millennials.
I don't know if she would make it that far, though.
I think she will make it that far. I think I really want to have faith in Michelle, but I think what might hurt her overall is her relationship and how tight she gets with Figgy and Jay and Adam.
Yeah.
I feel like Michelle might be too nice that it might work against her a little bit.
I can see Hannah, though. I think I can see Hannah too. I can see Hannah.
So I think Hannah would work very well.
It's evolving. So give me until next week and then I'll be ready.
Okay. Real quick, can we just talk about how this was the first time ever in 33 years that they were actually evacuated from the beach?
Yes.
I just thought that was a little interesting. And then the tree literally fell in the shelter. And just wanted to bring that up.
Which is actually this... To an extent, I even think, like, the whole episode, and I want to get you guys' take on this and everyone out there, too. Did you feel like the whole episode was maybe shifted a little against the Gen X, that it was kind of favoring...
You're talking about the immunity challenge.
The amenity. You're talking about the immunity challenge. But even, like, they were so much more well-prepared in building their home and building their shelter, and then both just had to up and leave.
Oh. You're saying they built this great shelter and then they actually had
a decent shelter before.
But the that's something that couldn't have ever been foreseen.
Right.
You know, like, I think you're, like, before you were mentioning how the immunity challenge.
Which was very.
Centered towards millennials because it was a lot smaller. Everybody in the millennials is super
and
small.
And I think just in general, that coming into it, a lot of people were like, oh, thinking that the millennials are going to lose. And they specifically kind of planned it so that they would win.
Hmm.
And that's just the way I look at it.
Well, we know they're not rigging the game so that one trick
will be. Well, millennials also had a lot more puzzle pieces.
No. But. I mean, it was a very physically dominated...
They also had a lot more puzzle pieces, and they still figured it out. Right?
No, they had less.
Oh, Gen X had more puzzles. Gen X had 70 pieces, and millennials had 60. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see, I guess.
I did like to see... I don't know. I'm really, really confused as to what Gen X went into tribal council thinking. And it's really kind of leaving a big question mark
with the
in
votes.
My head. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Let us know in the live chat. I mean, we are kind of confused. But a lot of times I feel like that happens is we, like, think it's going to be this person or this person. And then you go in and they don't show that in the show. They don't show what the conversation was all the time right before. Because obviously they were having conversations about CeCe and we didn't see any of it. So I don't know.
And she was quiet. So you never know if that was, she was like, thinking that she did something wrong and was, you know, playing it really low-key, just like... Rachel was.
Yeah. You never know. Also, something we were debating about. Wait, go ahead.
I was just going to say, somebody said the millennials are just more fun to watch, and I agree 1,000%.
I can believe that, yeah.
They really do kind of play into the stereotypes of being a millennial, and so I think they're just a tad bit more interesting. And they have just a little bit more personality. I said that earlier, that a lot of the Gen X people really weren't sticking out to me personality-wise. So
that's true, with their jobs, their occupations, the way they act.
Right. I'm hoping that maybe, you know, we begin to see a little bit more feistiness now that Gen X is going to go back to their tribe and they're going to kind of have a lovely conversation about, you know, what kind of transpired. Because you could tell in Sunday's face that she was pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that one vote. Could have been six, but that one vote, you could tell all in her face, like, I got your number.
Oh, yeah, I'm
ready for it.
I think something else I pointed out was even when the Gen X was building the home, like, they're almost too, like, had blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single one of them is thinking that they're the one who can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so I think that almost hurts them a little bit that nobody does stand out because they're not picking, like, a specific leader. I mean, obviously, with the millennials, we look at it and we're like, oh, it's Zeke. You know, he seemed to be the leader.
But it took a second for that to happen, too.
Right.
Yeah, but with the Gen X, I still, looking at it, and it's like there's so many power people, leaders.
Right.
That... You know, not having any one dominant person, and they all think that they've done it before, and so they can do it.
I feel
that's a good point.
That's true. They were saying they all work with their hands, that's what they're good at.
Yeah, and so I feel like that could lead to some conflict.
Yeah, I guess we'll see going forward. Do you guys have any? I mean, we're running out of time a little bit, but do you guys have any last thoughts before we go into predictions?
Are we already at predictions?
Yeah.
That went by so fast.
That's the thing. Does anybody else... Did I miss anything? Well, what else can we talk about?
Question. So the challenge, would you have taken both shortcuts? Would you have taken one shortcut? Oh, what would you have done?
I would have probably taken the one that the millennials did. I would have tried to get as least short amount of shortcuts as possible.
Oh. I really like Sheena.
Sheena's great.
Like, I just want to let you know that I love you. He's really keeping me up on these votes. And so he said it was Rachel that voted for Sunday. Which now totally makes sense, because who else would Rachel have voted for?
Why wouldn't Rachel have voted for David?
Because she wasn't in on the fact that...
So she was like, I don't know who I'm voting for. I'm just going to randomly vote for Sunday.
Think about it like this. Okay, so when David got really paranoid, none of the girls were around. So she probably had no clue about him being paranoid until they got to tribal, when he kind of made his speech about, you know, am my own worst enemy.
But he was saying all that, and he said, you know, I might be going home tonight. I might be getting some votes, blah, blah, blah. If I heard that and I didn't know who I was voting for, I would instantly vote for him.
But I also don't think Rachel was all that smart. So I think that plays into her not picking up on that social cue that she should have put David.
Because what was it? Three votes Rachel, or four votes Rachel, one vote David. Yeah, I don't know.
There was only one vote David? It was five Rachel.
Was there one vote, David, or two votes,
one
David?
Vote. One only vote. One.
So who was that then? Sheena, who is that?
Sheena will tell us.
Sheena, you should be a guest on the show sometime.
Let us know.
I don't know, guys.
Sheena even said who voted for Dave.
Okay, so if you guys know, let us know.
Mary Dude Duda? Mary Duda 40?
You know what? This is our problem, is we had to come into the show and we didn't watch the last thing when they show all the votes. Otherwise, we would know this.
Yeah, because right. we didn't expect an hour and a half. Full disclosure.
We didn't know we're running late. 90-minute episode.
Yeah.
So we fast-forwarded.
Because normally I'll sit down and I'll write down who all got voted for. So next week.
My notes are scattered,
don't judge us
guys.
Off this. But anyways. Oh, real quick. No. Also, if anybody knows, do the survivors get to wear what they want to wear on the beach when they first get there? Or do the producers tell them what to wear based on their personality and their stereotype?
I have to think that they're not in that much control.
Because I just don't think Ken would have just worn these tight-ass jeans.
Well,
like, I mean, yeah, he's a model, so maybe they wanted him to wear these
jeans. That's the only jeans
he has. If I'm going to a beach, I'm not wearing jeans. I'm wearing sweaters on sweaters.
Can we talk about him saying that he was off the grid, yeah. And then he said Maui, and I was like...
Wait, you're off the grid in Maui?
Yeah, I lived off the grid, Maui. What? Maui's not that big.
Traveling. Yeah, who knows? I mean, how is he a model then if he's off the grid?
We didn't even talk about Lucy.
Sorry. Obviously, she didn't stand out to me because
Lucy,
she didn't.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how everyone else has these nice faces in their pictures, and then Lucy has this scowl.
Lucy, but every single shot, Lucy looked like she was giving somebody the stank face.
So maybe they're trying to make her into
So I wonder if that's going to be like her character throughout the season. Is that she's kind of bitchy?
So there you go, resting B face.
She did. They
literally put her in a scowl on her face all over CBS. So
yeah. I'm telling you, you have to fit a mold.
Yeah, you do.
That's definitely.
What's your mold if you go on Survivor?
I have a few.
Old soul.
I have a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you guys
will
find out.
I would definitely try to be that Zeke role. Like, you know, fly under the radar, but then the leadership flag will start to wave.
You seem like he listens, and then he reacts.
I wonder how it's going to be going forward, though.
I'm not really good on bull crap. Mm-hmm. I'm trying really hard not to curse.
Yeah.
And so I think that I could be a Lucy and have a resting bitch face.
We haven't even seen anything of Lucy yet, and we're all like just calling
her
out.
We all know that she's...
We'll see.
We've just called it. I'm writing it on my paper.
We called it. All right.
So, I'll be interested. So, several things interested to see. Obviously, the click of popular people.
Sure.
I want to see how long that... I don't see that lasting.
I don't see it lasting either. Because I'm just going off of like the last season situations with that. But who knows? We'll see.
James Bryan said that Cece was the one who voted for David.
Okay. Wow, that's loud. Sorry.
And that producers only okay the wardrobe, but they don't tell them what to wear.
Okay. Yeah, I would wear like six sweaters so that when it's cold, I have sweaters.
What's his name, though, for the Gen X frickin' was rolling up in a dress shirt and a sports coat? I mean...
David, he had a sports coat on.
Yeah, but if you're going to...
He's a TV writer. He has to have a sports coat.
Have we not already established that David is not here?
No, David did, but so did... one of the other...
I really felt like it was the 18-year-old who had, like, a dress shirt.
No.
That's not a dress shirt, really.
No.
He's got to be wearing Hollister and some stuff. He's still in high school, you guys.
No, but I'm saying that's his main shirt. They all have on pieces of what they came in there with.
I think Chris had on, literally... No, he had, like, it was, like, a bluish tint sport. Like,
wearing
nice
a sports coat might not be the worst decision because
like
you'll keep
jacket.
You warm.
Thank you.
I'll take it. The jeans would never dry. That's
right.
The freaking problem.
I would never wear jeans on Survivor.
Uh-uh.
Jeans?
After like days.
Have you had on wet jeans?
So we think that Ken's just going to be in his underwear
so
the rest of the time. I mean,
pants?
I'm fine with that.
I'm
fine, but... I mean,
so what do you wear? What's your go?
Okay, I already have an outfit together.
I would wear like yoga capris.
Wait.
I would wear like yoga capris probably or short. It depends. Like or like
I have
yoga
this
shorts.
Planned out. I'm so excited.
Oh gosh. I don't know. Wait. Now I'm nervous. I would have a couple sweaters on. I don't know. What would you wear?
Okay.
Let's see.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
It's so good. Okay. I'm gonna wear hiking boots.
Okay.
I'm wearing compression socks that I can either scrunch up or pull all the way up with spandex
under
my pants.
Yes.
And then I'm wearing my trusty cargo pants that zip into shorts.
So you're wearing...
From the 90s?
Pairs of pants.
Wait. What pairs of pants are you wearing over the compression shorts under the cargo pants?
The cargo pants. are under, the cargo pants are over my spandex.
But you said three pairs of pants.
My cargo pants zip at the knees.
Okay, and they turn into shorts. Pants.
Yes, because you got to be versatile. Yeah, and I have lots of pockets.
Until the zipper gets rusty and
stop
breaks.
Stop it. Don't.
She'll figure that out.
Don't
okay.
rain on my parade.
What on top?
Then I'm going to wear a tank underneath with my shirt that I got from Nike that's like V-neck and it pulls over and it's kind of
tank
thin.
Top?
It's the thing, my running shirt. It's a running shirt, and you can. It's
a tank top though, or short sleeve.
It's long sleeves with my little.
Okay, with your little holes. Yes, it's gotta be comfortable. Okay,
with a sweatshirt over that.
Well, are you wearing a regular bra or a sports bra?
I feel like that would get vetoed.
All these girls are wearing these nice ass bras, and I'm like
going out with your Victoria's Secret demi bra.
Here's the thing. I feel like there is a certain veto that they would look at your outfit and be like,
"No,
that's too much.
I'm anemic. Let me live.
Let me live." Let so you're wearing a sports bra with a tank top with a running a running shirt with a pullover on and then a sweatshirt on top. You're going to jump into the water like that, swim, get some chickens. Okay. All right. I mean, that's what I would want to do, too.
And you're going to watch me the whole 39 days like, I've not seen her wear the same outfit twice. Who wore it better? Survivor edition.
Who wore it better? Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
You got versatility for every season.
I'm ready for like whatever weather we're going.
Are you wearing
through,
a hat too, like to a toboggan?
Ready.
Do you have your toboggan
totally
ready?
Totally wearing
whatever comes your way.
Scarf.
Yeah.
You can scrunch up into.
I would wear a scarf, but then you're gonna be in the water trying to get the chickens, and your scarf's gonna be going everywhere.
I'm going to grab the chicken with my scarf.
But when you think about this too, okay, that's good. It's like people wear this stuff to jump in the water. And it's like, okay, that's one day. Like you can figure it out, and then you have lots of clothes for the rest of the time.
Right. I can be soggy for
I
one
day. I feel like you
day.
Can't.
Leave it all
I
to dry?
Know. That's the way I look
Don't,
at it. I
you're
feel
not
like you would.
The wardrobe police.
You're, well, not.
Not
yes,
yet.
Not ever, probably.
Thank you.
But I feel like there would be. Otherwise, people would be wearing like a couple pairs of socks. You'd be wearing.
I would.
Yeah, I feel
How
like
are they going to know? Are they going to check your shoes?
Right. You
Maybe.
Don't know.
What if you have a knife in there or something?
They're definitely checking for weapons.
Well, they're trying to so you can... They have machetes, I guess.
After 33 seasons, I'm pretty sure that
they
have it down pat of what you can and cannot
wear. They have a system.
Okay. It has to be camera
okay,
friendly.
We're running out of time, so we're really going to predictions this time.
Okay, predictions.
Quick shout out to prediction. Eric, by the way.
Yes, Eric.
Because he's
awesome.
he's been loyal on our live chat.
Yeah.
Shout out.
You guys are the best. We appreciate it.
Just Sheldon has been, too.
Okay, predictions for next week. Who do you think's going home? It's early to tell,
okay,
right?
You have to have two because we don't know what tribe is going to win.
Well, first, which tribe do you think is going to win?
Okay.
I see the Gen X winning next week.
Okay.
Because I think they'll favor
I'm
the
going
challenge.
With the Millennials.
I think Millennials, too.
Yes.
Because they got an extra person. I don't know.
They're going to have to sit out. They're going to have to sit out a person because they have somebody extra. But do you guys always notice how whoever loses first comes back in with, like, this... Like, just, I'm a victim mentality. And so they act like they don't know how to play the game, even though they really could have won.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about the bronze team.
They sucked for
we just thought that they were going to dominate, and
they
got out there
four,
and they were like...
Like four in a row or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So for that reason, I'm picking Millennials, which means Gen X is going back to Tribal Council, and I'm predicting... It's going to be a tie between...
A tie?
Well, I don't... I'm not ready to pick one person. So, I'm going to go between Paul and David.
Oh. Paul and David?
Wait, not Adam?
Wait, who's David? Oh, Dom.
Not Adam?
David.
I feel like...
Oh, David. Yeah, that's
you know,
right. Yeah, yeah.
By day seven, David's, you know, withdrawals from his lack of Xanax is really going to get on everything.
I don't know. I think David might make it a little farther than we thought. Now that he made it past the first push...
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Think about Abby Maria.
Abby was not as bad as I feel like David is going to be.
Because, well, David's not like... Abby was just a huge, like, biatch, but... David's just more, like, paranoid about everything.
Right.
And he's hunting for the idols. People don't like that.
I mean, and he's not contributing. So you have to be able to bring something to the table.
That's
you have to have a social game.
That's true.
You have to have a physical game. Mm-hmm. Or you just have to be a likable person. And I'm not seeing where David can bring me any of those three. I'm willing to have an open mind.
I'm willing to listen.
Willing
if you can
listen,
show me, David.
But I don't see it. Hmm. So, Michael.
Well, if I pick Gen X... to win, then I'm probably I don't want to completely go. It's either I'd say Will Wall or Figgy. I just see people turning against her. I'm wondering how
not the cool
soon,
kids.
How soon it will be. Well, no, I think that they already had that bond, I think, before her.
Okay, let's pause.
But they love her.
So it will be bros before hoes?
There is one girl that we have not mentioned at all on the millennials.
No, we mentioned Michelle.
We mentioned Michelle.
We mentioned Michelle.
What's her name?
Michaela.
Michaela?
Yeah, that's why I said Michaela was someone who I think...
We haven't really mentioned Michaela, to be honest.
We haven't mentioned Michaela whatsoever.
She's convincing. She's in that vacation sales club. Have you guys ever gone on one of those tours?
Interestingly enough, though, do you remember her in the... I know we're supposed to be doing predictions, but do you remember her in the first scene, how everyone was kind of standing around trying to decide if they were going to take the flippers or the chicken, and she was like, we all don't have to be standing here?
Okay.
First of all, that would have been me, because seriously, like come get it on, together, we only get have it 2 minutes. But what I thought was interesting was that after that moment, she's turned into like a complete like mute. Like I haven't heard like one or two sentences from her.
Yeah.
And that could turn, if you don't make relationships, it's an easy target.
Young enough, though, I think.
But I feel like some episodes, too, especially since the first one, like, if you're not doing anything, like, crazy, like, being like David, and they just don't show you as much. Like,
but if we're all loving each other right now, and we randomly get, you know, we lose, and we have to make a quick draw decision, I'm going with the one person's name that I can't remember.
Sure, yeah.
Because
that's true.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I think they all remember, though.
You think so?
We'll see.
Because for the first few days, I'd like write your name in a Sharpie on your arm because I'm that bad with names.
Okay, predict so.
I might go with Adam to go home on Millennials. Adam on Millennials.
Ah.
I mean, he didn't talk at all either.
Really? He did every single interview.
Yeah, he did all the interviews.
What? He was giving us a play-by-play of the weather.
Well, you know what? I don't really remember him, so... Maybe I don't know. He just didn't stand out to me,
Paige,
I guess.
Paige, you weren't listening because...
I wasn't watching the whole episode.
He was on it.
Well, I just don't... I don't know. I didn't think he was very, like, standout-ish to me,
I think. He did more interviews than he did talking with his fellow castmates.
Hmm. That's weird. I don't know what I was watching then.
Your
homework is to go back and rewatch episode one.
Okay.
I'm going to put together like, a fantasy.
I just don't think he's, like, a standout person. Like, I don't know.
I just, half these people
we had to spend half
this episode talking about the cyclone. And so that took up a lot of character development.
Right.
We'll get that next week.
Right.
I'm going to go check out some of these videos of each.
And we're going to do our fantasy next week.
We're going to do a fantasy. Sweet.
Here we go. Boom.
Any more predictions?
That's all I got.
We're all good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Survivor Season 33, Episode 1, Gen X versus Millennials. Thank you guys so much for joining us, as always. Thank you for everybody that tuned in to live chat. You guys were awesome.
Yes, fantastic.
You guys rock. Thank you.
Keep tuning in. Next week, we're going to have a fantasy team. And where can we find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter at MichaelKlausTV, on Instagram at TheOnlyMC.
That's a lot. You guys can find me
on Twitter. I'm the only one. I took it early.
And Instagram, same name, DominiqueP_ESQ.
That's a lot.
Fancy.
That's not.
That's not.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining. We'll see you guys next
week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.